Now, on this programme, I have to say, from time to time, we highlight the great work done by volunteers, but I don't think we do enough. And I just noticed here that a young person from Northern Ireland has won one of the Torch Trophies. It's the Torch Trophy Award. He's the only person from Northern Ireland to win it. And I was reading up a bit on it because I didn't really know what it was. And so we've invited young Ryan on the programme, Ryan Lunny. Ryan, good morning.
Hello,
Ryan.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'll not tell people about the Torch Trophy. You tell us. Well, you won it, and what did it involve?
Well, essentially, it looks at volunteering in the community and people that have done a lot for their particular sport. And I do gymnastics, and that was me. But there was people that would do football and archery and everything. So, people that have done significant contributions to their particular sport, and through volunteering, they recognise.
And you were across in London. The guest of honour was one of the royals, Prince Michael of Kent. Bobby Charlton, his lovely wife, were there as well as a special guest. It must have been quite a do.
Oh, it really was. It was very posh, shall we say. It was very, very fancy. And my dad was a big child who met Bobby Charlton. It was his hero.
Was your dad over with you?
Yeah, my whole family, my mum, my dad, and my head coach, who I want to say thank you to for actually nominating me for this. It was really, really good of her to actually send me in for that. It was all because of her. It's the reason I got this.
Excellent. What's your head coach's name?
Priscilla Sterling.
Well, good on Priscilla for noticing your qualities and your abilities, Ryan. So tell us, what do you do when it comes to the volunteering?
I would help out in Carrickfergus Gymnastics Club down in Carrick Amphitheatre. And I would help coach the kids at all different ranges of ages from on Wednesday night and Saturday morning. And they can range from about 7 to 18 years old, just teaching them gymnastics. But I teach the boys parkour during their session because boys aren't very into gymnastics, really. And I would normally work with the squad girls, too, to help them get ready for their competitions around Northern Ireland.
So some of the children you deal with or some of the children you help have learning difficulties?
Yep, that's another place I volunteer. It's called PNI, and they help parents sort of teach how to look after their children with autism. And at the end, last Saturday of every month, they hold a play day for them where they bring in maybe animals or last time they brought in people from jumping clay and help them make things and let them interact with each other and make friends. And so it is great. It's a great place, and it is amazing to see.
Well, listen, we like to praise people on this programme, and Ryan, you're very deserving of the congratulations on getting the Torch Award. And
thank you.
Thanks very much for coming on at our invitation. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I just say thank you to my whole family and my friends just for supporting me, and also to my girlfriend, happy birthday to Megan Alexander, because she's stuck in hospital at the moment. So I need to go out and visit her.
The lovely Megan. Happy birthday. How many hours a week do you volunteer?
On Wednesday, I volunteer 2 hours. Thursday, I volunteer 2 hours. And Saturday, about 3 hours.
Listen, good on you, fella. There's a reminder to young people, get involved in the great world of volunteering. And it stands to you in the future. It certainly looks good on the CV too. Ryan, thanks for speaking to us, boy. Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It is a pleasure.